Blog Talk Radio.
Well, today is the 5th of August, Friday, 2016. I'm Curtis Clinton. This is my blog, Get an A-plus in Country, not Making America Great Again, because that's going to be questionable. America has a long way before it can become great. And if you don't understand that, then you're listening too much to Donald Trump and to Hillary Clinton. Both promised 20 million new jobs and advancement for, what was this, black and Latino journalists' speeches. It's 5:30 here in Northern Virginia. I'm broadcasting live on our driveway, always without a script, because I speak from the heart, from the mind. And what I say is important, and it comes out. And that's the way to speak with fellow Americans and everyone. Speak about what you need to talk about, what needs talking about. Today I learned that our unemployment rate is 4.9. I don't believe it. I'm not in that 4.9. I've never been in that 4.9, 8.2. I've been unemployed since 2005, the beginning of 2005. Actually, I saw part-time employment from 1997. So was part-time employment? You know, I want a full-time job. And you know, it's funny because I'm looking for full-time work, and I find that a lot of the jobs are just insufficient. They don't measure up to what I want to do. It's like there's only one job out there for me, and that's being president. Because as president, I can do so much. I can do everything. I can spend time on everything that needs to be done. You see, I've been thinking about everything, and if I don't have a job that allows me to do everything, then it's not really a good job. And that's what I'm talking about. Well, we have a loaner call. Because our car is being attended to, our Bluetooth radio, Bluetooth telephone is not working. There's plastic on the back to your chair if you want it. Well, I've offered my wife to have plastic put on her seat so we keep this loaner car nice and clean. I laid down plastic on the floor. Then I laid down those mats that the dealers lay down on your car when they're working on your car. As we get in our car, as we make our way to the post office and then for some exercise, I'll be broadcasting through traffic, broadcasting. As I drive, as I watch out for wildlife, as I start the car, you know, there is some truth that
I go to the White Sox, plus pitcher Gene Shiel.
Oh, that's the sports reporters. And I missed the Daily Zabe. And I find the Daily Zabe somewhat appealing, relaxing, entertaining, because sometimes something comes up that is important. I didn't read much of the news today because I had to bring in our car early. And so that took an hour away from my getting on. This broadcast is about what is being said, what is being told to you. I just learned that there's another person running as a member of the Green Party. I don't remember her name. Klein? I'm not sure. But let me tell you something. Maybe if we got together, she could be vice president and I could be president. She seems a little more believable and trustworthy than Hillary Clinton. he seems to be genuine. I don't find that to be the case with Hillary Clinton. Reason being, she seems to say just what is slightly enough, but she seems to say it well after the time when she should have said something. Through all the shootings, here she is giving a speech to the black Hispanic or black Latin journalists. Yet when there were shootings of Afro-Americans, she was silent. Why? Because she didn't know what to say? She didn't want to offend anybody? Because she didn't want to go and say, hey, we should stop shooting? There was another shooting today in Manassas. Or I should say in Aldie. And it was said that the police officer feared for his life. That's a very lucid remark. Feared for one's life. Well, if you fear for your life, do you stand still? Do you run? Do you retreat? It was said that this person was standing in a doorway and the police officer gave a command to drop knives. What if the person doesn't understand? What if the person cannot hear? So the sergeant or the commanding officer of this person said, he gave a lawful command. Well, what if you don't understand a lawful command? Do you become then a victim of shooting? Back up. Retreat. It was reported that police were called to that address on several occasions in the last few days. And because of it, there should have been an understanding of what might be going on. Now we're trying to figure out the AC on this car, which is creating a lot of background noise. Just shut it. Well, what did you do to turn it on? Press the button to turn it off. I love this.
Now I got to.
Well, I had it done earlier today. Well, how's that for quick thinking? This broadcast may be a little boring because without sensationalized news to speak about and without a seatbelt on, oh, there's a car that sped up just to cut in front of me instead of running behind me to come into my lane. You know, we need someone to look at what we do. There was a general on air today, and he said, what we need is a deterrence and a will to use that deterrence. He talked about the Russians using cruise missiles in Syria and the Chinese building a naval base or island in the South China Seas. And we have not remarked or reacted to any of this. And something has to be said and done. We need also, on behalf of allies and on behalf of world justice and on behalf of the United Nations, we need to put a stop of these incursions, put a stop to these incursions. And it falls upon us because we are the only nation seemingly with guts. And by that I mean, we remark, we react. Other nations are slow to react, are slow to involve themselves. And I'm not saying that we need to jump at the word go or jump into something, jump from the frying pan into the fryer, into the fire. I'm saying that we need responses, and not these tepid slap on the wrist, slap on the hand responses. Hillary Clinton has gone along with our president, which means that she's tepid. Donald Trump has mentioned how close he is to Vladimir Putin, and so maybe there won't be a strong discourse, conversation with the Russian president. What we need is someone that foreign leaders do not know how this person will handle things. That in and of itself is a deterrence. And the more we have an unknown candidate for president who is better in character, honesty, truth, in almost every aspect, vision. Donald Trump says, make America great again. Well, he can't. Because he hasn't spoken about the things that America needs. So how can he stand there and say, make America great again? Who was the one that said 20 million jobs? Yeah, where are these jobs going to go from? You know, there was the vice president of White Castle being interviewed on some market show saying, pay the highest of minimum wages. And the cost of food is going up. And, of course, there are pressures with minimum wage. But the problem with that, this person thinks, well, a person just cut in behind me and went right into a gas station, crossing two lanes, which is okay. But to beep, I had the right of way, the right to turn. I was the closest to the right on red. And so she, the driver, should not have done what the driver did. Where are the 20 million jobs coming from? You can't create a job if there's no jobs. There goes the sweet seatbelts. To create 20 million jobs, you need to create at least five companies across two industries, and maybe five companies of 5,000, 20 million, you're going to have to invest in a whole lot more than five companies. A company could possibly employ 10,000 people. That's 50. How do you get to 20 million? You don't. These are fabulous numbers. There is no way that 20 million Americans will return to work or find work. There's no way. You hope that maybe 1, 2, 3, 4 million. So if you don't like the fact that I can't promise 20 million jobs, well, I understand that. But if you want to believe somebody who's just pulling numbers out of his hat and is behind, that's something else. Let's get the medication. It's ready. This is real radio. When you are doing something and trying to be responsible, we're going to exercise and we need to pick up some medicine on the way to exercise, because on the way back from exercise might be too late, and that's not helpful. As I maneuver different entrance ramps to the highway and then try to merge into heavy traffic, I will still broadcast. It was reported yesterday that Hillary Clinton again deceived America by saying that the FBI director said she was honest about her emails. She has not been honest about her emails until she admits the truth. She is not worthy of the White House. A person going in lying under oath twice is not presidential material. A person who blabbers about other people and starts an argument with ordinary citizens, even though some of his surrogates say that he cares, or one of his economic advises, says, I know Trump, he cares for people. Well, if he cares for people, he wouldn't be saying things that he's saying. But he is saying those things. So how much caring does he really have? Is he smart enough? He's running for president, and yet he'll start a fight with someone who was a prop for the Democratic convention. I would simply have pointed out Hillary Clinton and the Democrats got together a bunch of victims, a bunch of people who lost loved ones. And she tried to make them the focal point of the evening and in her speech. That's playing people. That's playing on people. That's playing with you. I don't play with anyone. I tell you the truth from day one. I tell you the truth every day. You're being conned to consider Hillary Clinton as presidential. When she is far from presidential, the most presidential person in this election is myself, not for the usual reason. Because the usual reasons do not apply in this election. You know, when you have, my wife is pointing out traffic coming in front of me while I try to exit. Yes, I see it. When you have responsible, credible, respectable people, then you can look at credible experience. But when you have deviants vying for the presidency, you can't rely on what their experiences have been, because their experiences have come with a price of dishonesty and deceit and shortchanging people, Americans, America. Donald Trump has shortchanged America 4 times through his bankruptcy. Now, if he did it once or twice, fine. Did you know that the Taj Mahal, one of his casinos, closed down recently, if not this week? I'd say he's not a very good businessman. If he could have bankrupt 4 companies and close one of his casinos. Look at his financial worth. Look at some of his creditors. You know, when you're rich and you have been rich and you go bankrupt, people can't call you and try to get anything on the dollar. They will give you more and more money because they figure that's their best way to recover what they lost. That's a shame. America, I speak very plainly. I don't know how many presidents have been very boring. I'm boring on some days, and I'm just matter-of-fact on others, and on other days, I'm just one happy person. Today, when I brought the car in, I went around and I said hello to several people, wishing them a good day, talking, making their day a little better. One person was sitting in a truck that he was trying out, and I said, sir, may I see your license and registration? You were speeding. Of course not. But it didn't evoke a smile. It just evoked a chagrin. So sometimes you can't joke with just anybody. And sometimes you can't joke with everyone. And so you try to be happy. Patch Adams being criticized for being happy. Let's talk about world affairs. I've spoken about the economy, and I'm going to speak a little bit more. I believe that we need to even out the economy. It was said that even though salaries have increased, the rate of salary increase over the cost of living has declined. In other words, you may be making more money, but it buys much less. So something has to be done. And I've thought of devising a second currency for our country. If you're an American, we could monetize your skills so as to allow you to increase your earnings. But businesses can't simply raise your salary because there's not enough to go around, or a test that could be made, although it's not democratic, it's not constitutional, upper management shouldn't be pulling out over 20% of the profit every year. Wall Street executives making $10 million, that's not a reasonable salary. Receiving bonuses of $100,000, no. If you work on Wall Street, that's not as important as being a doctor or a teacher or a fireman or a nurse or a medical orderly. It's not as popular as an athlete. And so salary should be consistent with, as he created 20 million jobs, if not, no, $10 million. I will say anyone who creates 20 million jobs is deserving of $10 million. I'll go down and state that. If any of the presidential candidates can create 20 million jobs, we should pay them $10 million. And what kind of jobs? Jobs that pay well enough to support a family in a reasonable residence. Some place that you could be happy to call home. Currency business is to pretty much reduce the disadvantage of not being extremely rich and well off. Pardon me. What I have in mind is everybody should be able to afford food and utilities to live in a safe climatically controlled environment. When it's hot outside, there should be some air conditioning. When it's cold outside, there should be some heat. That should be a given for all U.S. citizens. And all the immigrants who want that, you can work towards that. Hillary Clinton says she's going to release her immigration plan. Well, she wants a path to citizenship. I want a path to documentation. I want a path to identifying who you are. Pardon me. Along with that is, what are you doing? What are your intentions? And then let's talk about it. I'm trying to figure out the time because somebody put in a time at 7:57, so that should make it 5:57? That's incredible that I wasted all this time. Guess what? It is 5:56. So I'm going to end this broadcast to relieve you of suffering, hearing a pouring, whatever. But I want to say that I'm exhausted. I worked in the yard today, and I was tired. Pardon me. But that doesn't mean I didn't work in the yard. It doesn't mean that I didn't do something. Yes. No, just pour the coffee out so we don't stain the new loan of car. Thank you. So, I took care of all the bird feeders. Okay? I took care of all the spraying in the yard. I prepared a work area by carrying logs down there. I picked up the recycle bins. I loaded up spray. I washed out all the bird feeders so that they are clean. And then I took the recyclables down and up. And then I came in because I was exhausted. Oh, by the way, I fed the wildlife as well. With that, America, be well. See to it. That's right. You can't make a left turn. It's pointing to people coming out at this point. You can't make a left turn. but you can get on this road. My wife is pointing to a sign that is twisted, and she's getting the under. She's thinking that it says you can't. That is an entrance and exit to the parking lot. Therefore, you can get in there. Okay, so now you know how I approach things. Here you have it, where I'm talking to my wife, telling her about something. And so, everybody, have a good weekend. Drive safe. Be well. See to it. I'm Kurt Clinton. I'm C2, broadcasting live, driving, in traffic. Try chewing bubble gum, walking and talking at the same time. What was that expression? Yes, it's that expression. Good day.